We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is an attorney. He is a lawyer, a barrister extraordinaire. And I'll tell you what's extraordinary to me. The news that broke yesterday that after already having Kanye West and Ice Cube.
Ice Cube helped give input on the Platinum plan.
But okay, this 50 Cent has 26 point something million followers on Instagram and another 2 million or so on Twitter. I mean, this is huge for him because he's all torqued up about his taxes. And I don't blame him.
The post was a screenshot of like some business channel with the estimates for what the Biden tax plan would do for him as a resident of New York. And it was a combined tax rate of like 62%. And it was like, I don't care if Donald Trump doesn't like black people. You got to be kidding me. 62%. And then it was, and I don't, and it's not like he was going to leave New York too, because he goes, the Knicks suck anyways. I'm leaving. I can't disagree with his logic.
No, and you know, the thing about it, this, and again, it's the Democrats who keep pushing it. They push the white supremacy. They say that he's racist. If you take a step back, he's done quite a bit for black colleges. I mean, he's the one who has been releasing prisoners who happen to be black. And, he's reducing sentencing. He has done a few things for blacks in the black community.
That's the media narrative, is that he's racist. But there's a lot of focus on during the campaign about, and it was a lot of focus at the Democrat convention about what a nice guy Joe Biden is and how empathetic he is. And that's what we need in a president. I don't want words. I want actions. You know, you can say that he's an insensitive jerk, but if you look at his record, I mean, especially when it comes to blacks, he's done a really good job. I mean, the permanent funding, 10-year permanent funding for historically black colleges and universities, Barack Obama didn't even do that.
No, and Biden, the comments he's made over the years and his actions as they relate to the black community, it's scathing what your response could be to this. But it's overlooked by the media, overlooked by other Democrats. And, there is some hypocrisy going on. There is on both sides, but certainly in this area.
Biden has a record. The comment, you know, he opposed, you know, busing, you know, for in schools. You know, he said he didn't want his kids going to school in a racial jungle. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Poor kids are just as bright as white kids. He has a Barack Obama being clean and articulate. I mean, this, if you know, I hear a lot of people saying, I like Trump's policy. I like what he's done. But, you know, that character, you know, things he says, it's like you're not getting anything different with Joe Biden. You might get a little bit, you know, other than somebody in, you know, on his staff controlling the Twitter account. You've seen him go on. You know, he's lashing out at reporters on Friday about the Hunter Biden stuff. He called the one guy that interviewed him about they said he's taking a cognitive test, and accused him of being a junkie. The guy's got a temper.
Yes, he does. And the point also that you just touched on, you have a guy like Donald Trump who is incredibly abrasive, and there are lies that he tells.
He's a New Yorker.
But you also have to take a step back and ask yourself: is the things he's done, the tax relief that he's given, and the other things he's done, is your life horrible? Or how much different will your life be if, because your taxes are going to go up because he's going to rescind the Trump tax cuts and businesses Jeff, tell me if I'm wrong here. When you raise the tax rate for people making $400,000 or more, and these people own businesses, whether small or large, the ripple effect is going to come down to the worker because they're not going to change their lifestyle. They're going to want to make the same money they made the year before, and that impacts people.
Yeah, the Democrats always focus on, we're only going to tax the rich. But the problem is there's a lot of small business owners that report their income. It's pass-through income that report it on their personal return. And so when you get classified as rich, you're really paying your business taxes, and your business is employing people. It's a misnomer. And, you know, Harris said during the VP debate, they're going to repeal all the Trump tax cuts, right? That's, you know, the Trump tax, you know, bill. That goes far beyond, you know, people making over $400,000. I'll tell you one thing that's included in that tax bill was cuts to excise taxes on for breweries, for small breweries and small distilleries. A lot of my clients,
yes,
a lot of my distillery clients would not be getting through COVID right now if it weren't for the excise tax cuts that they put through in that tax bill. And so it's going to kill a lot of small businesses. It's a mistake to be talking about increasing taxes as we're starting to recover from this pandemic, this forced recession.
Well, but
it's
you know
a
what?
Mistake to be talking about tax
yes,
increases.
But Jeff, he has to find a way to fund his version of the Green New Deal or the Green New Deal itself. And he also, you know, to get rid of the fossil fuels and to get everything that he wants to do is going to cost all of us money. Because the only way they're going to get
is
by taxes.
Everything that his party wants to do. I think that he's just kind of drifting through life at this point and they're pushing him in that direction.
Yeah,
because he's contradicting himself from 5 years ago. I mean, look at this silliness on will he add justices to the Supreme Court. He's been on record three times over his career saying it's a stupid thing to do, it's a fool's errand, and now he will I'll tell after we decide how they deal with her, I'll explain my position. He, you know, it's like, so your position has changed?
Yeah.
You know, since the previous 47 years when you've been asked to opine for this? It's just, it's ridiculous.
Jeff, I got an important question for you. What is more important, that he get reelected or that the Senate be held by the GOP and not have the House and the Senate under Democratic rule? Because they could be in a position where he could be president, he vetoes something, and then they go back and they override his veto if they have that kind of power. I mean, I almost think it'd be better that they hold the Senate and he not be reelected.
In my opinion, the Senate is the most important because they're going to confirm Amy Coney Barrett here within the next week. If the Republicans held the Senate,
there's no court packing.
There's no
Texas.
Ending the filibuster. There's none of this agenda gets through if the Republicans hold the Senate. And he's going to be, if he is in fact dealing with cognitive issues, he's going to be a disaster for his first 2 years. So the Republicans will, you know, increase their majorities. This will all go through again. I was just telling somebody last week that was kind of down in about the election. I said, well, we all thought it was over when Barack Obama got elected. Now we're sitting here getting ready to take a 6-3 conservative majority on the court.
And by the way, you need that because yesterday's decision out of Pennsylvania, where they basically are allowing ballots to be counted after Election Day. And that was a 4-4 tie because John Roberts, the alleged, right-leaning justice or chief justice, he went again with the left.
And this is what I said before, why a few weeks ago, why the president was pushing so hard to get Barrett on the court before the election.
Well, I have no doubt.
He does not want Roberts deciding this election if this goes to the Supreme Court. And this Pennsylvania case, by the way, it was like an emergency appeal. Parties can refile. So there was some talk. I was reading on a blog, a conservative site today, as to whether or not once Barrett is confirmed, they'll refile it to get a 5-4 and reverse it.
Okay.
And with the issue of precedent and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that'll be interesting. Jeff, the time flies when we talk. Jeff O'Brien, thanks so much. We'll take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.